Hey, this is Al Franken, and who would I pick to replace me when Catherine and I are on vacation? None other than Rachel Maddow, the best in the biz.
Al, welcome to the Al Franken Show. Starting in the middle of the word, always a good start. I'm Rachel Maddow. This is the Al Franken Show. Al and Catherine Lamph are both away this week. They asked me to fill in. I'm grateful for the chance to be here on what has turned out to be just an epic, epic week for this country. Devastation greater in physical terms than we saw on 9/11, certainly. Devastation greater on an order of magnitude than the four back-to-back hurricanes we had recently in Florida. The largest ever Red Cross relief operation in this country. The largest active duty relief mobilization ever in this country. And it started, actually, if you want to know when this all started, it started last week. Thursday, August 25th, Tropical Storm Katrina got its name. On Thursday, August 25th, a week ago yesterday, it dumped 18 inches of rain on some parts of Florida. Then it moved out into the Gulf. I said on the Rachel Maddow Show last week, my early morning news show here on Air America, last week on Friday, that the fear was that Katrina would gather more strength over the warm waters of the Gulf as it eyed making landfall again as a hurricane. Then by Saturday, it was pretty clear that that was going to happen again. Katrina was going to be a hurricane with its eye on the Gulf Coast. The mayor of New Orleans on Saturday told residents of New Orleans to get out. By Sunday, it was pretty clear that this was going to be epic. This is this past Sunday. Today, of course, is Friday.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
Katrina was a Category 5 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday, 175-mile-an-hour winds. An emergency was declared in Alabama and Louisiana in Mississippi. That was on Sunday. The New Orleans mayor made the evacuation order mandatory. People who could leave left. 100,000 people left in New Orleans. With no real plan for moving out people too sick or too old or too poor to get on their own, they left about 100,000 people behind in New Orleans. And the hurricane came ashore, 145 miles an hour, Category 4 hurricane. The president was on vacation at the time. The president went to California to cut a birthday cake with John McCain and give a speech on Medicare on Monday.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
On Tuesday, the levees were breached. The catastrophe that the federal government and local officials and the Army Corps of Engineers said could happen, happened. New Orleans started to fill with floodwaters on Tuesday. 80% of the city submerged, some of it in 20 feet of water. The president flew to California on Tuesday to give a speech about the war in Iraq. That was the speech where he gave the new justification for the war in Iraq, said we were there to protect the oil fields from Osama bin Laden. The president was photographed on Tuesday playing a guitar with a big presidential seal on it. He heard he was going to have to end his vacation early because of this hurricane thing going on, but he decided to head back to Crawford for just one more night of vacation on Tuesday night.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
On Wednesday, the toll of the devastation was becoming clear to everybody in the country. The floodwaters still rising throughout the day on Wednesday. Areas that were dry the day before were wet on Wednesday. Louisiana announced that it wouldn't even start counting bodies anytime soon. Mississippi's death toll announced at over 100. On Wednesday, the president made his way back to Washington after dipping Air Force One slightly beneath the clouds to get a view from a few thousand feet up. He got off his helicopter at the White House on Wednesday afternoon, coming down the stairs of his aircraft, holding Barney under his arm, his dog, his best friend.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
On Thursday, yesterday, we knew that the New Orleans mayor thought the death toll would be in the thousands. Reporters from all over the country on the scene in the devastated areas, even pro-Bush right-wing journalists starting to demand on the air to know who the hell was in charge. Everyone in the country had seen these images of corpses in the water and on the streets of New Orleans. Law and order had completely disintegrated in parts of New Orleans by early yesterday.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
Where's the vice president? Anybody asking that? Anybody asking where Dick Cheney is? Dick Cheney is, best we know, on vacation. He's in Wyoming. We don't know. I don't personally know exactly where he is right now, but as of Wednesday, When the levees had burst, when thousands of people had probably died already, when New Orleans was descending into absolute anarchy for want of anybody in charge, Vice President Cheney's spokeswoman said she, quote, didn't have handy the date the vice president might be heading back to Washington. The full quote was, he certainly will be coming back, but I'm not able to tell you the day right now. I don't have that handy.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
On the night the levees broke on Tuesday, where was Karl Rove? We all know Karl Rove, right? Bush's brain, the guy who's really the chief domestic policy guy in the White House now, in addition to being the political architect of the Bush administration. On Tuesday night, Karl Rove had a photo op and a big thank you party with the anti-Cindy Sheehan protesters outside Bush's ranch in Crawford. He didn't meet with the Iraq and Afghanistan war vets or the Gold Star family members that had been out there with Cindy Sheehan. He waited until they packed up, and he hustled out there in a big Dodge pickup truck to say hello to the anti-Cindy Sheehan protesters. That's what Karl Rove was up to on Tuesday night after the levees had broken.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
So that brings us to day five. It brings us to today. Today's day five of what has turned out to be a national nightmare. Until less than 48 hours ago, our president was on vacation. Yesterday in New York City, Condoleezza Rice was at the Ferragamo store on Fifth Avenue buying thousands of dollars worth of shoes. A citizen walked up to her and, according to an eyewitness, said to her, quote, how dare you shop for shoes while thousands are dying and homeless? Secretary of State Rice had her security physically remove the woman who questioned her from the Ferragamo store on Fifth Avenue. Condoleezza Rice was not, did you notice, in the tableau of the cabinet that Bush had standing behind him when he finally spoke on Wednesday night. And why was she not standing there? Because she was here in New York. She went to see Spamalot on Wednesday night, the Monty Python musical. This Bush administration puts a lot of priority on quality recreation time. So you'll be happy to know that Spamalot, it's as good as the reviews say it is, just hilarious. So she was at Monty Python at Spamalot on Wednesday night. She was in the gossip columns here in New York yesterday because on Wednesday afternoon she was hitting tennis balls with Monica Seles at the indoor tennis club at Grand Central Terminal.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
The president appeared with Michael Chertoff this morning, one of the two people he has put in charge of this thing. And one of the two people he's put in charge of this thing that actually have absolutely no disaster response experience. Neither Michael Chertoff, who is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, nor the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, have any disaster response experience before they were appointed by President Bush. Standing there with President with Michael Chertoff today at the White House before he flew down to Mobile, Alabama, where he's been standing in an airplane hangar having a bunch of people come up and show him stuff on a map. And he told us at his Rallying the Nation Compassionate Conservative speech this morning at the Rose Dance that he was going to get started working on it now.
We'll get on top of this situation, and we're going to help people who need help.
It's now day five of what's going on with Hurricane Katrina. Came aground on Monday morning. After Katrina left, the levees broke. The floods came. We're now facing probably the largest natural disaster in our nation's history. We're probably looking at thousands of people dead. We're looking at a complete breakdown in law and order. In many places that are the worst affected by this disaster, we're looking at the complete absence of the federal government. We're looking at a National Guard in the states that are affected, where a third of the National Guardsmen are called up in Iraq, not to mention their equipment, their generators, their high water vehicles. You've got people in the media who are not from Air America Radio, who are not on the left, who are not critics of the Bush administration, saying, where the hell is our government? The American people, right, left, and center, partisan and nonpartisan, political and apolitical, are pissed off. And they're going to be throwing President Bush and every single member of this corrupt administration that has bungled this disaster out of office. This week is the end of the Bush administration, and good riddance. It's 15 after.
I'm at the point now where it don't matter. People are dying. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. The city of New Orleans will never be the same. And it's time.
we're both pretty speechless here.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Oh. I gotta go. Okay.
Keep in touch. Keep in touch.
People to write letters, make calls to the congressmen, to the president, to the governor. Flood their doggone offices with requests to do something. This is ridiculous. And I don't want to see anybody do any more damn press conferences. Put a moratorium on press conferences. Don't do another press conference until the resources are in this city, and then come down to this city and stand with us when there are military trucks and troops that we can't even count. Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here. It's too doggone late. Now get off your asses and let's do something, and let's fix the biggest damn crisis in the history of this country.
Welcome back. This is Air America Radio. You're listening to The Al Franken Show. I'm Rachel Maddow, and the sound that you just heard there is the mayor of New Orleans doing an interview with WWL Radio in New Orleans. It's a pretty incredible interview. It's been getting played a lot on television news this morning on other Air America shows. And just showing you, to give you a little context, Mayor Nagin of New Orleans is not considered to be a screamer kind of guy. He's a former cable executive. He's a mild-mannered, affable guy. And this is that interview and how fired up he is and how furious he is about how his city has been left to drown gives you some sense of what's going on in this country right now. Here's President Bush speaking in Mobile, Alabama this morning.
Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, his house, lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house, and I'm looking forward to sitting on the porch.
It's 22 minutes past the hour right now. I'm Rachel Maddow, filling in for Alan Catherine this week. And I have to tell you, you can probably tell already, but I am just fired up as all hell about what is going on right now in the disaster response of this government. I'm going to be taking your calls later on this hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. And I am fired up as all hell, but it is not just me, and it is not just Air America Radio. Check out this from last night. This is Jack Cafferty on CNN.
I got to tell you something. We got 500 or 600 letters before the show even went on the air. No one says the federal government is doing a good job in handling one of the most atrocious and embarrassing and far-reaching and calamitous things that has come along in this country in my lifetime. I'm 62. I remember the riots in Watts. I remember the earthquake in San Francisco. I remember a lot of things. I have never, ever seeing anything as badly bungled and poorly handled as this situation in New Orleans. Where the hell is the water for these people? Why can't sandwiches be dropped to those people that are in that Superdome down there? I mean, what is going on? This is Thursday. This storm happened 5 days ago. It's a disgrace, and don't think the world isn't watching. This is the government the taxpayers are paying for, and it's fallen right flat on its face, as far as I can see, in the way it's handled this thing.
That's Jack Cafferty speaking last night on CNN. I have to say, this is the most nonpartisan ranting I've ever done in my life. The country is ranting along with me. I mean, listen to this next clip. This next clip is Anderson Cooper on CNN responding to Senator Mary Landrieu, Democrat. Mary Landrieu, Democratic senator from Louisiana, conservative Democrat, who had the temerity to go on national TV yesterday and start her discussion by thanking the Congress and thanking the president and thanking the Department of Homeland Security and thanking every other politician she could think of for their brilliant leadership in this anarchistic debacle.
Excuse me, Senator, I'm sorry for interrupting. I haven't heard that because for the last 4 days I've been seeing dead bodies in the streets here in Mississippi. And to listen to politicians thanking each other and complimenting each other, you know, I got to tell you, there are a lot of people here who are very upset and very angry and very frustrated. And when they hear politicians slap, you know, thanking one another, it just, you know, it kind of cuts them the wrong way right now. Because literally, there was a body on the streets of this town yesterday being eaten by rats because this woman had been laying in the street for 48 hours and there's not enough facilities to take her up. Do you get the anger that is out here?
Do you get the anger that is out here? That's Anderson Cooper yesterday. The media who are on the ground in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama are being radicalized by their experience there. Have you noticed this happening? The people who are back home in the studios in places like where I am right now in New York, talking to their correspondents, are being overwhelmed by what they're hearing from their correspondents. And you hear places like Fox News trying to maintain their pro-Bush kind of apologist take on these things in the face of reports from their own correspondents that do not allow them to do that. You've got CNN, you've got ABC, you've got NBC. Last night I watched, I was supposed to be on MSNBC last night on Tucker Carlson's show. And, of course, the coverage has been completely blown out, and they've gone down to Louisiana to cover it as best they can from there. And I was watching Tucker, who is not an apologist for the Bush administration, but is absolutely a conservative and somebody about whose politics I pretty much I feel like I know his politics. And he's standing there going, where is the help? Where is the government? Where is the help here? People here desperately need help. People who are reporting this on the scene are being radicalized, and what's happening is totally nonpartisan. We've got the House of Representatives convening this hour to pass the legislation that the Senate has already passed. They're going to be spending $10.5 billion in this emergency appropriation. And you want the legislature to come back off its vacation. I mean, yesterday we got word from a spokesperson from Vice President Dick Cheney, who's still on vacation in Wyoming, saying, as best we know, saying that they were happy to confirm yesterday, Thursday, on day four of this disaster, that Vice President Cheney would be hosting a major fundraiser for Senator Jim Talent in September as the Missouri Republican gears up for a challenge from Democratic State Auditor Claire McCaskill. They're going to be holding the event on September 19th in St. Louis. So you've got, in the executive branch, we've got Condoleezza Rice hitting tennis balls with Monica Seles and going shopping at Ferragamo yesterday, this week. We've got President Bush coming back from vacation Wednesday night, getting off the plane with Barney under his arm, his best friend. We've got Dick Cheney still on vacation, talking about what fundraisers he's going to do. And yeah, I'm glad the legislative branch has come back and decided to pass some money. What's going on with the whole command and control operation in the government? What's going on with the commander-in-chief? It's not just me. The country is up in arms. 27 after.
Flood control has been a priority of this administration from day one.
Welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour. This is the Al Franken Show. I'm Rachel Maddow. Do you have a cut number 9 there, Justin?
We are here, and we are in dire straits, and we need someone to know that we're here to come in and help to get us out of here.
This is the Al Franken Show. I'm Rachel Maddow filling in this week. It's 34 minutes past the hour. As we were talking about media on the ground in Louisiana and Mississippi being radicalized by this experience, I am actually taken aback by what we're getting from the mainstream media in terms of covering this. Not because I'm interested particularly in what the media thinks about everything, but because I'm realizing that the Bush administration, I think, is going to be thrown out of office for what's going on right now, because I think the country is up in arms about how this disaster has absolutely been fumbled and bungled like you could not believe. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. I want to play something for you here. This is Ted Koppel with the head of FEMA. He's with Michael Brown here, a man who, along with Michael Chertoff at Homeland Security, has zero disaster response experience before being appointed to his job by President Bush. Here's Ted Koppel.
But the people of New Orleans were told to go to the convention center. They went there in the belief that supplies would be waiting for them when they got there.
Well, I don't know who made that promise to them, Ted.
That's the head of the emergency response in this country. I don't know who made that promise to him, Ted. Michael Brown is the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Michael Brown has no disaster response experience. He was appointed by President Bush to run this agency after President Bush decided that this agency should no longer be the lead agency in responding at the cabinet level to disasters in this country. They made it not a cabinet level position anymore. They folded it into the Department of Homeland Security, which is headed by a man named Michael Chertoff, who's a lawyer. Nothing wrong with being a lawyer. Michael Chertoff also has no experience responding to disasters. Got another clip here from Ted Koppel. Listen to this.
Ms. Brown, some of these people are dead. They're beyond your help. Some of these people have died because they needed insulin and they couldn't get it. Some of the people died because they were in hospitals and they couldn't get the assistance that they needed. You say you were surprised by the fact that so many people didn't make it out. It's no surprise to anyone that you had at least 100,000 people in the city of New Orleans who are dirt poor, who don't have cars, who don't have access to public transportation, who don't have any way of getting out of the city simply because somebody says, you know, there's a force 5 storm coming, you ought to get out. If you didn't have the buses there to get them out, why should it be a surprise to you that they stayed?
Well, Ted, you know, I'm not going to sit here and second guess why or when evacuation orders were given or why or why not the city didn't have buses available. That's just not the thing that we need to do right now.
Not the city. Mr. Brown, why the city didn't have buses available. I'm asking you why you didn't have National Guards in there with trucks to get them out there. Why you didn't have people with flatbed trailers, if that's what you needed. Why you didn't, simply get Greyhound buses from as many surrounding states as you could lay your hands on to get those people out of there. Why you haven't done it to this day.
Ted, we're doing all of that.
We're doing all of that. That's news to the people who are still at the convention center not able to get on buses to get out. This is not Air America Radio giving the Bush administration a hard time. This is an outpouring of outrage against this government, against the lack of a response. This is an outpouring of outrage in this country in compassion for our fellow Americans that we see living and dying like they're in a war zone within our own continental borders. My cousin in the Navy in Virginia wrote to me this morning and said, in the Navy we have a saying, we take care of our own. When will America start taking care of its own? We now are going to have to take soldiers into an urban warfare setting on our own streets. We may very well have American soldiers killing Americans to restore order in New Orleans. This did not have to happen. The response from the Bush administration and the people who are kind of apologizing for the Bush administration, who are increasingly isolated right now, it's almost like it's being beamed in from another planet. Michael Chertoff, who I was just talking about, head of Homeland Security, he went down to Mobile, Alabama with President Bush, and they stood there in that hangar while people showed him stuff on maps today. They had a guy come up in a flight suit and explain what's going on. Michael Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, said yesterday, quote, "We are extremely pleased with the response of every element of the federal government and all our federal partners have made to this terrible tragedy. We are extremely pleased." They trotted out Scott McClellan yesterday to try to explain some of what we're all asking about the levees, right, about the preparation, about the what we knew needed to be done to stop this from happening in New Orleans. Federal flood control spending for southeastern Louisiana has been chopped from $69 million in 2001 to $37 million this year. Federal hurricane protection for Lake Pontchartrain in the Army Corps of Engineers budget went from $14 million in 2002 to $6 million this year. In 2004, the Army Corps of Engineers basically stopped working on the levee system that had protected New Orleans from flooding. These are the levees that were breached and flooded the city on Tuesday. When they stopped working on them under the Bush administration in 2004, that was the first time they ever stopped working on the New Orleans levees in 37 years. At the time, the emergency management chief for Jefferson Parish in Louisiana said, quote, "It appears that the money for the levees has been moved in the president's budget to handle Homeland Security and the war in Iraq, and I suppose that's the price we pay." Yesterday, Scott McClellan, they trotted him out. He came out with this in response to the criticism of the administration on flood control.
Flood control has been a priority of this administration from day one.
A hell of a priority. The deputy director of FEMA came out yesterday and said this is, quote, "probably one of the most efficient and effective responses in the country's history." Talking about what's going on this week, lest you think he's speaking historically. One of the most efficient and effective responses in the country's history. What the hell planet are these people on? But the pièce de résistance here, the thing I think you really need to understand about how badly this government has botched this thing, is in order to get a real view on it, you have to take a trip to the extremes. You have to go to the really radical extremist defenders of the Bush administration. I mean, if you're in the administration and you just you've just decided to not tell the truth, that's one thing. Here's Bush.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
That's not true. Your own government anticipated the breach of the levees. Here's Scott McClellan on flood control.
Flood control has been a priority of this administration from day one.
Also not true, the way you cut flood control. Only, even if we're only looking at Southeast Louisiana, the area that's been devastated now, absolutely not true. Michael Chertoff, we're extremely pleased with the response of every element of the federal government responding to this terrible tragedy. If you are in the administration, it's clear now that your strategy is just to say black is white, white is black, night is day, day is night. We're doing a great job. Great job. Smiles, everyone. Smiles. But what do you do if you're not in the administration? What do you do if you're Rush Limbaugh? How, if you're outside the administration, do you explain why we have dead bodies in the streets and armed gangs marauding through a city and 5 days with no food and no water for tens of thousands of people? How do you explain it away if you're Rush Limbaugh? Well, here's what he said yesterday.
The libs are able to get those same people to the polls to vote on election day. Apparently it wasn't important enough to evacuate them to save their lives. The hypocrisy is stunning. The non-black population was just as devastated, but apparently they were able to get out, and the black population wasn't able to get out. Maybe New Orleans has a half-decent mass transit system, and some of these people don't need cars. But no, Rush, that's your score. You're glossing over. They can't afford cars. Well, why is that? Why can't they afford them?
Why can't those people afford cars? What's the matter with these people? Why can't black people get cars? Why can't those people, those stupid people who didn't leave, what's the matter with them? Why don't they have cars? You'll forgive me if I don't answer Mr. Limbaugh about why poor people might not have cars. I'm going to let you figure that one out on your own. Here's another element, though. Consider the fact, if you didn't have a car, Lord knows why you might not have a car. But if you didn't have a car and you wanted to respond to the mandatory evacuation order and you wanted to get out of New Orleans and you're a person who doesn't have a lot of money, I will tell you that Amtrak and Greyhound were not options for you. Amtrak tracks, the train tracks in New Orleans, if you wanted to get out by train because you didn't have a car, their tracks run through the city's levees. Greyhound ended service in New Orleans late on Saturday. Remember, Katrina didn't hit until Monday. Amtrak and Greyhound both out at least 24 hours before the hurricane hit. So if you couldn't drive out, and Lord knows why you might not have a car, what else were you supposed to do? I want to hear what you think about this. 866-303-2270. Let's go to Natasha in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Justin, she's on line three.